Hello, listeners, and welcome to another installment of Can You Get to That? With me, Matt Olson, and...
And it's me, your business-like co-host, Caitlin Best. We're both business-like co-hosts. I just wanted to emphasize that.
Yeah.
That's our thing. That's our thing that we do now.
But like, biz cash.
Biz cash.
I may sound a little bit formal and put together right now, but don't you worry. That's all gonna fall away very soon.
It's just the shoes, mostly. You're wearing those good shoes.
My shoes that I have on right now are black and gold and have internal wire laceless technology. So, business.
Those future shoes. Those future business shoes.
Those future 1992 technology
shoes.
It's
what all the programmers are wearing to their jobs.
If that happens, if these shoes become like the Soylent of shoes, I'm dropping them immediately.
I can definitely see what's his name?
Rob Reinhart.
I can definitely see him being into those shoes. Yeah. It's a much more efficient
enemy of the show, Rob Reinhart.
Can you just fucking think, Matt? Just fucking think about how much time every day normal people waste tying their shoes. You're laughing because it's sad. That's all you can do.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't come to grips with it. I can't clutch the meaning and significance of what you just laid down.
I don't get what you're getting at either.
Well, it's a related term to our topic today.
Really?
Yeah.
Clutch.
Well, you see, the patented internal structure of the Lego brick
yeah.
grants Lego bricks superior clutch power such that they won't just fall apart after you put them together.
Is that the term? Clutch power?
I want to say clutch has been used. Because
that's like...
Yeah.
That's like not the word that I would necessarily use if the Lego Corporation asked me to describe what their bricks do.
Okay, describe how the Lego Corporation's bricks are super good.
I would say...
How they're superior to like a Mega Block.
I just wouldn't use the verb clutch. I would maybe use the word cling. They cling to each other.
That makes them sound needy.
But clutch power makes them sound like
strong,
like a car.
Powerful.
Makes them sound like they're a car part.
Well, also Legos are probably the single most mass manufactured thing on planet Earth, so that's not an unreasonable connection.
Is that a fact?
Think about how many individual Lego bricks there are.
There's a lot. There's definitely a lot.
As just taken as a brick, there's probably more Lego bricks on Earth than anything else.
If you think about like things like gravel.
Yeah, I guess. Well, that gravel's just breaking up rocks.
That's a form of manufacturing.
That's just someone selling you rocks at an absorbent price. You could take a sledgehammer and make that gravel yourself.
Anyway,
just take longer.
Your arms would really hurt.
You can't whittle some Lego blocks and have them.
Fucking says I can't, Matt? They do have a copyright.
Not if you want
though.
That superior clutch.
Yeah. So if I had, I could phrase it. I would say that they have, a Lego creation has a lot of structural integrity.
This is true.
It's just clutch. It's like, or it's not. This is the thing. Did we talk about this on the Doug episode? The word clutch.
Did we talk about the word clutch on the Doug episode?
Listen, I don't remember a lot of specific Doug episodes, but I do remember there was this one where Doug had heard this word and he didn't know what it meant. And it made him really uncomfortable because he thought it was a sex thing. And do you know what the word was?
It's a clutch.
Yeah.
Man, oh boy. Doug would be awash at sea in the esports community. Not at all comfortable with those clutch League of Legends moves. So this week's topic is Lego. We'll be navigating to, I guess, slash Lego. I don't know if that's going to be the Lego group as a company or like just the product as a whole. I'm not sure.
Well, it's Lego.
Okay. It's Lego. The Lego group is its own
called
article.
Lego.
Okay. Yeah.
What is the Lego Group?
That's the company.
Is that like the Umbrella Corporation?
Do you mean like
that's a Resident Evil reference?
Yeah, I was gonna ask. Do you mean like the corporation that just includes all the Lego Avengers?
When you add group,
okay,
it's kind of has a sinister ring to it to me.
Yeah, I can see that. Like Conjures pictures of like the Koch brothers or something.
Yeah.
Well, Lego,
like they've got all sorts of shadowy ventures, you know.
There are a few things more wholesome and not shadowy.
That's true. Lego. But what you don't know about is their investment in big tobacco.
I don't believe you. Your favorite Lego theme before we embark?
My favorite Lego theme?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be Star Wars.
That's such a scrub answer.
When I was growing up, I really liked we had a lot of the castle stuff.
Okay.
So I really liked castle ones. Mm-hmm. And we had some of the jungle ones, but I recognize now that it's like a little bit racist.
Oh, the ones with like the face painted minifigures and stuff. Yeah.
And they had the like shields with the like.
Yeah, those are problematic.
They're a little racist. So I'm going to go with castle.
Okay. Yeah.
What about you?
Ice Planet 2002, motherfucker. Ooh. Transparent orange chainsaws all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Those laser chainsaws.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
shit. That's what you
need
to cut ice.
Also, it's icy like my soul. Let's get this show on the road. Click random article, Caitlin.
Random article.
Whoa, holy shit.
Yes!
Damn. We landed on used
car. This is the best thing we've ever
There's
landed on.
There's a Wikipedia article for used car.
It's called used car.
A used car, a pre-owned vehicle, or a secondhand car is a vehicle that has previously had one or more retail owners. No shit!
This is like the type of thing that shouldn't exist on Wikipedia.
This is amazing. Also, if you meant the 1980 comedy film, see used cars. Holy shit, this is cool. This is... Oh man, I just kind of want to stay on this page and see what it's all about.
Oh, yes.
I don't really want to do that.
Oh my god, and there's a section... This is that good Wikipedia juice that I love. Under section 4, laws and regulations, there's 4 subsections. Sorry, subsections.
Yeah.
And the only geographic locations listed under this subsection are Canada, European Union, Queensland, Australia, and India.
Well, those are the only people who need to look up their used car regulations on Wikipedia.
Those are the only places where people buy used cars.
Or that, yeah. Hot damn. Good starter article. Question is, how do we get to Lego? What do you think the game plan
there's
is?
There's another article called Lemon, parenthesis, automobile.
Yeah, how do you think we get to... There's an article for jalopy.
There's a lot of specific terms for used cars.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. And the funniest thing about this subsection that I was just mentioning with the 4 places on it is that India reads thusly, in India, there is no specific government body to regulate sale of used cars. People buy and sell used cars for free through used car classified sites. In other words, there's no laws about it, but we made a section about it anyway.
Oh,
Wikipedia.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Wiki.
That good Wiki juice.
Mm, nom, 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 nom. Good stuff. Also, who says this podcast? Well, who says anything about this podcast, firstly? But
second, people.
Yeah. We got a comment on our Facebook page.
We got a couple comments.
Yeah. But if anyone says this podcast is not educational, you just learned that if you live in India and you want to buy or sell a used car,
do it.
Just do it. Free market, baby.
Yeah. But go through a used car classified site. That's how you're going to want to do it.
Yeah. That's how you're going to get those good leads.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay, how are we gonna get to Lego?
Yeah. You know,
we could go to Denmark.
We could do that, probably. It's almost definitely linked off of Denmark.
Because, like, yeah, there's not a lot about Denmark, is there?
We'll learn more about Denmark, clearly, and we'll teach it to the listeners.
Okay.
But before we leave, I guess I'm right now tangentially part of like the used auto industry.
Really?
Well, yeah.
You can't drive, Matt.
No, I can't, but, like, I help connect people to use cars.
How do you do that?
By, like, managing.
Oh, with your job.
With my job, yeah. No, I'm not just out there being like, hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
You looking for a used car?
Because
I know a guy.
I saw one on the corner the other day.
And you should just, maybe you should.
2010 Ford Focus. Look pretty good. Go check it out.
You should talk to that person. And then that person who's selling the used car, I've got to deal with them. Where if I have the referral, I get a cut.
Yeah, but that last part was all in your head. You just said that in your head.
Yeah.
You don't want to give that away.
No, yeah. Exactly. You're a car owner.
Yeah, that's accurate.
And you can drive.
I can, yes.
Yes. You're licensed to drive. I don't know if that means you can drive.
It does necessarily mean that.
I mean, like, what was your score on the test?
I passed it. I don't know what my score was. Did they tell you that? How would you know? You never took the fucking test.
I took practice tests.
I don't remember what my score was. If they told it to me, I was 17 years old, and it didn't seem important because they handed me my driver's license.
They just patted you on the back and said, you're a good driver.
I was like, okay, this is good. I can drive my car now. Yeah. That's all I need to know.
You have driven me places, so I'm
going to... Yes, many times.
Yeah, many times. Thank
you
for that.
Yeah, and I have not crashed the car with you in it yet.
Yes.
Nor have I ever crashed it.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you got a clean record.
I have one ticket.
What happened? I don't know the story.
Fucking embarrassing. I almost like don't even want to say it.
No. Weird. Well, I mean, I guess you don't have
to. I just want to clarify that I don't do this anymore.
Oh.
I do have a ticket for being on my cell phone in the car.
Oh.
And I'm so embarrassed about it, but I don't do it anymore.
Yeah. Was it an emergency or were you just like
chatting? I was just being a shit.
Oh. Yeah. Understandable. You're part of the culture. Don't.
Yeah, but I feel bad because like I could have killed someone, you know.
Yeah,
but I didn't. I mean, I didn't, and now I learned my lesson. So,
mm-hmm. How much was the ticket?
It was a lot.
Fuck that.
It should be a lot. I mean, it's a bad thing to do.
Yeah, but like, you know, it shouldn't. Shouldn't be a lot.
I mean, I think it should be.
I think it shouldn't be.
What? Tell me.
Time to get down to the great debate about cell phone tickets.
Tell me your reasoning for why it shouldn't be.
It sucks to pay a lot of money.
Right, but it also sucks to, you know, run someone over because you were texting.
Well, it looks like we're at a draw.
In fact, I'm going to say that one sucks a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know. I haven't experienced it firsthand.
You haven't experienced
it
either.
You know, it's kind of like what we were getting at last week on the show. Like, if you haven't done the thing, how do you know what it's like?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, philosophically, we're at an impasse here.
Are we?
Yeah. I don't know. Caitlin, I can't make decisions or have opinions about things I haven't directly experienced.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You do make a good point. Okay, so we're going to try to go to Denmark? We're going to do this thing?
Yeah, let's do that thing. Is our podcast becoming anti-intellectual?
I don't want to think about that.
I don't want to think about it either. I don't want to think about things.
Okay, so this could be real quick. I'm just going to click on European Union.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe we'll get to it twice.
Maybe.
I don't want to jinx us, but...
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give the EU flag?
God. 5?
Yeah.
It's just like a super average flag, I would say.
Yeah, yellow stars in a circle on a blue field. Yeah.
What do you give it?
I give it 12 stars. Is that how many stars there are? No, 14?
I don't know. We can guesstimate. Looks like roughly 12 to 14. Matt gives it 12 to 14 stars.
I give it somewhere in the vicinity of 13 stars. And what's that out of? You don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have much else to say about the EU. It's too big, yeah. I feel like, to make you know, quick hit and run jokes about.
It's too big.
Yeah.
Too many countries.
Too many countries.
12 to 14 countries.
Somewhere in the
somewhere.
Okay, scroll up and figure out how many goddamn countries are part of the EU. It's kind of important. How many member states?
7.3% of the world population. Member states,
28. 28 EU
but there's
countries.
Not that many stars on the flag.
That's
so
the original.
Is that the original
I'm
number?
I'm sure that's what it's from.
I'm sure we can find this out.
EU anthem is Ode to Joy, apparently.
Oh, that's nice.
I think we didn't we float the idea of doing like either playing a clip of the anthem if we're ever on a country or like kind of doing it ourselves.
I was thinking that I wanted to click on it, but then I didn't.
Well, it's okay because I think between the two of us, we can do a pretty good rendition. Are you with me?
Right now that we know what it is. Yeah, I'm with you. We could keep going.
Let's not
keep going.
Let's not.
I found the answer, by the way.
Huh?
I found the answer.
To
the number of stars. Do you see it?
Yeah. 12 stars. I can count real good. The blue represents the West, while the number and position of the stars represent completeness and
unity. How does blue represent the West?
I don't fucking know.
I like how color symbolism and flags is just...
arbitrary bullshit.
Totally fucking arbitrary. I said that, and then I immediately realized that, like, every kind of symbolism is completely arbitrary.
I think we're getting rapidly into like, everything is bullshit.
The sign and the signifier.
Yeah.
That was the sound of my brain blowing up.
Yeah, we're done now. Because Kaylin's OOC, like, out of commission. Because,
like, here in America, blue signifies bravery? Liberty?
Well, you've seen Braveheart, right? What do they paint their faces in that movie?
Blue.
Yeah.
So it signifies Braveheart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. It signifies half of Mel Gibson's face.
Got
and the
it.
Red signifies the other half.
Right.
Yeah. The pinkish half.
No, the red signifies the half of your guy's face when you play Castle Wolfenstein.
That was a weird laugh I just did. I don't normally go, but that's what that giggle turned into. We're learning new things about me today.
This is sort of interesting. Almost half of the European Union identifies as Catholic. I wouldn't have guessed that. Would have guessed there'd be more non-believers over there.
Yeah. Atheist is only how many percentage? 7.
Well, atheist is 7, but non-believer / agnostic is 16%.
Okay, so.
So it's, you know, a little over 20%.
Yeah.
You know who's really funny?
This had better, like, redeem this EU segment. Because I feel like we're floundering.
You know who's really funny is Richard Dawkins.
See, okay. Oh, we on that Dawkins hate train. What up? My jar of honey.
The honey thing is so good. But I was just remembering, I was thinking about how dumb memes are.
Yeah.
Like, some memes are good, but a lot of memes are, like, so dumb, right?
Right.
But then I remembered that a meme, the word meme was invented by Richard Dawkins to mean something completely different.
Yeah.
And the word has just gotten away from him in the worst way. And that makes me really happy.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that happened to him.
I'm glad that we have all these dumb memes.
I'm glad
such
that
they're
totally destroyed the meaning of his dumb concept.
Can you explain to me what his version of the concept was?
So meme is like an analogy for a gene.
Okay.
With regard to, like, cultural objects, I guess. So where a gene is the smallest unit of biological organization, a meme is the smallest unit of cultural organization. And I, more specific than that, I cannot tell you. I don't know what that means in practice, but...
It seems like in practice that could be a pretty flimsy concept.
I think it's probably pretty flimsy. I suspect it's bullshit, because he doesn't know what he's talking about in any subject except for biology. And he should stay in his fucking lane. But
feeling some heat coming off of that take.
Yeah, I really don't like him very much.
Yeah. That's fair. I think that's totally fair too. He is not a good dude.
But like the internet, in one of its finer moments, I think.
Invented Pepe the Frog and some other bullshit. And...
invented some real dumb shit and called it memes.
Yeah. Oh, man. I look forward to the day that memes are dead.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't think memes are ever going to be dead.
Don't rain on my fucking hope parade like that.
Hey, I tell it like it is.
here's to another 1,000 years of meme.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, it's a pretty dope, parliament.
The chamber of the European Parliament. First of all, it's called a hemicycle, which I've never heard that shape word before.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking puzzle out of The Witness. God damn it. I see like six possible solutions.
I was going to say it looks like a flattened out version of the Galactic Senate in Star Wars.
Okay, can we talk about the Galactic Senate chamber?
Yes.
For a moment.
Anytime.
All right. What is your opinion of it? Cuz my opinion of it is that it's pretty fucking bad.
It's like dumb as hell. Not the shape of it necessarily. The dumb thing is the fact that they're standing on these little pods that float.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that, like, okay, it's supposed to imply, like, by having this vertical structure in the rings, it's like, okay, like, the Galactic Senate is huge, right?
Yeah, there's a lot
of
planets.
So how else are you supposed to fit them all in the same place? But then the, like, it's not used to any interesting effect ever in the movie. Like, if the movie wants to be as, like, political intriguey as it is, like, you'd think they'd explore things like, definitely the people at the bottom
of
the ring are, like, the shit tier, like...
Oh, you think so?
Well, yeah, because when they float those pods out to the middle of the room so that everybody can see them.
Oh,
they
right.
Clearly have
the
worst
bottom
view. They
those
can't see
on the
shit.
Bottom can't see anything.
They see the bottom of a floating pod.
You're right. Yeah.
So it's like clearly poorly set up for actual viewability purposes, but then also like the implications of that setup aren't ever like explored or fleshed out.
Yeah, for sure.
Like assuming that was the setup, definitely it would be the planets nobody cares about at the bottom. It'd be the Jakku's of, of the galaxy.
Jakku is down there for sure. They even have a seat in the Senate.
Yeah,
think about that.
Yeah, who's gonna be Unkar Platt down there?
Yeah, I mean,
being like, I should be really tending to my little booth.
I have a lot of junk that needs watching. Why am I here in the Senate?
Actually, the representative for Jakku is that little alien who pokes his head up when BB-8 runs away.
Oh, Tito?
No. Tito's the...
Oh, that guy. I don't think he's sentient. I think it's just like a sandworm.
Oh, yeah?
I'm pretty sure I read that in my Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens visual dictionary.
Also, another thing about the Galactic Senate, and also, I feel like... Senates today.
That sounds like a magazine.
Is why do they
Does
all
that
have
sound
to
like
be
a
in,
joke magazine?
Why do they all have to be in the same room?
Senates today.
Yeah.
Because
the thing is that's clearly like then you just
tradition.
But then you just blow up the Senate. It seems like
But I mean, like, why do we put anything in the same room? Why is the Lego factory one room?
It's not.
Oh.
You think if you just take out one Lego factory, you've killed Lego production off completely?
No,
sir.
They have some redundancy.
I'm sure they do.
Not like, and it better not be like they build all of the 8 bump red bricks at this one factory.
Oh God, no.
They got to spread it out. You know?
I'm sure. Look, when we get to the page, we should get deep into the Lego infrastructure.
Lego infrastructure.
Yeah, maybe that'd be more interesting than doing another run. Another pass at
maybe.
It, but
we'll see.
Is there a link to Denmark?
Maybe to you.
Oh,
member.
I saw a link to Denmark up there, actually.
Okay.
Let me point.
Okay.
Is it okay? It's Denmark proper. All right. Step 3. Cool.
Denmark.
Cool. Now they got an anthem.
The Kingdom of Denmark. Should I play it? It's gonna sound so bad.
No, we should try to read the title of it though. You should try, because you'll do a better job pronouncing it.
I don't know how to fucking say that. De Er et Ingetland.
I hope that wasn't offensive.
Would you like to read the translation?
There is a lovely country.
Aww.
Aww. So, Denmark.
Wait, are there two anthems?
Looks like
there's
it.
There's two little linkies.
Yeah, there's one about King Christian. Maybe they don't sing that one nowadays. Now that they don't have a king.
Are you sure they don't have a king?
Maybe they have one of those
they
like
could very well have a king. A lot of European states.
That's true.
Have,
yeah.
Have
but I assume little... they're I'm assume the person calling the shots is
there
the PM,
you go.
Right?
Constitutional monarchy.
Okay, yeah. All right. They're constitutional monarchy.
Today. Yeah, there's a lot of countries that still have monarchs. You'd be surprised.
Do you think the primary motivation for that is just like for fun?
What, a monarch?
Yeah.
They
nowadays?
They just never got rid of him.
But like...
I mean, I think that nowadays, I mean, it's like why does the Senate sit in one room? It's a tradition. It's just the way they do things.
Yes. But like now the appeal of definitely like the English monarchy is like is reality television,
yes,
basically.
I was gonna say that.
It's their refined version of reality TV. Yeah. It's like who's Harry gonna marry?
Right.
Yeah. So it's like for fun, is what I'm saying. And like, the Queen did a thing today. Oh look, it's the Queen like having fun. Like it's for fun.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it is for fun. I know that when I was in Spain, everyone that I talked to was like, yeah, the king fucking sucks. Like it sucks so much that we still have a king. But I think that there's a lot of like older people that are pretty into it.
Hmm.
And so, I would say less for fun and more for like, you know, older conservatives to, feel like there's some sort of authoritative, like powerful,
what would
like
you,
divinely ordained,
what would you rather be?
Sort of in charge?
What would you rather be? Like, a symbolic head of state or like an actual head of state?
Oh my God, a symbolic head of state.
Right?
Any fucking time.
Yeah.
Who would want to be an actual head of state?
I would much rather just sit around knighting people and like having fun. And
yeah, and you can just like fly around the world and like start charities and like just fucking chill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, way better.
Way, way, way better.
And you
better.
Get to live in a castle.
Yeah. And guess what? You don't got to deal with elections and shit.
Nah.
You got that blood rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm. Those num-num-num-num-num blood rights. Sink my teeth into it like a vampire. Blood rights. Sorry for all the unintentional ASMR we just caused right there.
Oh, mine was intentional.
Oh, okay. Giving those tingle heads their weekly shout-out.
Denmark's like the Michigan of Northern Europe.
By shape?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
It's like this weird non-contiguous blob.
Ever been to Michigan?
Nope.
I don't think I have. It's next to Minnesota, right?
Sure.
But I think
it's right up there.
But I think I crossed into Wisconsin from Minnesota.
I think it goes Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan.
Yeah.
From left to right, but I could be wrong.
I stare at the map of the United States pretty much every day nowadays, and I still don't
still
fucking know
it.
Where
it
states are.
It doesn't soak in, you know.
No. But you're the geography specialist.
I came in third place.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, you did. We can see this Senate chamber.
Oh, they have a cute little one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute.
Thank God. It doesn't look like a witness puzzle.
It's really small.
Thank God.
It's just really small.
You know what I'm disappointed about, Caitlin? This has nothing to do with what we're doing
the
right now.
The size of Denmark's parliament chamber?
No. I tried to get Super Metroid working on my little...
Oh, you couldn't? Yeah, that was the last time we did this thing that we're doing.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need, like, still another set of cables to try out or something.
I just gasped excitedly and inhaled some saliva.
The sight of Lego bricks on this page made you so excited you almost choked on your own spit.
Yeah.
Also, that's a really good photo for
it's
Lego.
It's a good Lego pick. I really see what Legos look like.
Just imagine, listeners, just the most like pristine picture of just like some Lego blocks piled on top of each other of all different colors,
all
bricks,
all shapes of bricks or all sizes of bricks though.
Yeah, there's like long ones and short ones, but they're all decidedly bricks. They're not like the special
def bricks.
Specially shaped pieces.
Yeah,
they're just
one of those wacky jointed things, or the things with the little hand on it, or
just that classic ish.
Yeah, no cylinders, no cones.
Mm-hmm.
Get that shit out of here. Do you remember being at the Lego store and they have those bins of all the plain bricks that you can get in bulk?
Uh-huh.
And how good it feels to stick your hand into the round ones?
Yeah, it feels real good. You're getting those nasty kid germs on your hands.
Oh, yeah. All
Unless,
over.
Well, you know you're not if they're like the highest up ones. Like,
yeah,
that's the safe.
They
those
can't,
are the safe.
They can't reach those.
Those are the safe AFOL hand diving bins.
Matt, would you care to define AFOL for the listeners?
That's an adult fan of Lego.
An adult fan of Lego.
For the listeners, you just did a wink.
Yeah, I did.
Hopefully they felt that through the audio.
They could feel it. It was a big wink.
The sound of your eyelid closing. picked up on these sensitive mics.
Wink.
Can you imagine, like, flirting with someone and then going for a wink, but also saying, like,
wink?
Do you think that would, like, endear that person to you or not? Or
no,
is it situational?
I cannot. But it definitely depends on the person. Like, if it was me, well, let me rephrase. If it was me and if it was someone that I thought was, like, gross, I would be like, a gross, and, like, get out of that situation.
Caitlin, yeah, I agree.
But if it was somebody who I was already inclined to like, I would lol.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's cute.
What about you?
No, I feel like I'm on the same page there.
Uh-huh.
But I have a question that I sort of really wanted to interrupt.
Tell me the question.
Yes. Have we ever been in the same room while one of us has been flirting with a person?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Because it dawned on me that I don't know how you flirt with people.
Oh, not,
I don't know if you know how I flirt with
people. Not good is the answer to that.
I think the same of myself.
I'm like,
but it's like a thing that you can learn about a friend that is like incredibly revealing.
Yeah.
Like it tells you loads about that person that like some of which is definitely relevant to whether or not you're going to stay friends.
Yeah. So maybe we should just keep the streak going.
Yeah. Maybe for the sake of our friendship.
Because what if the way you flirt is you do that winking thing and you're just asking me. Like putting out feelers.
No, I don't think I've ever actually winked because I'm afraid.
Oh my god, nobody who does.
I feel like there are people who just like have so much other shit going on for them, but don't realize the extent of their own powers and think that like winking is cute, and then they think it works because like their other like natural magnetism like overrides
right.
the awkwardness
they're,
of the wink.
Right. I mean, they have a charisma of 10, so anything they do works.
Exactly.
You know what I've been thinking about like a lot recently.
People's character roles.
Yes. No, just the fact that like, oh my god, so much of life is dependent on your fucking charisma roles, and like if only charisma actually works like that.
Yeah,
like you could just put points into it and then roll.
Mm-hmm. I mean that's what unstable people think,
right? But see, I feel like there are other attributes that are more like that. Like I feel like strength to some extent, like you can put points into it.
Sure, yeah.
And I mean, it's not easy, but, like... You can do your reps.
Do your reps.
But with charisma, it's harder to do your reps with charisma.
What I feel like is, like, strength is more easily mapped to an actual continuum, right? That just goes, like, strong, right?
Yeah.
And there are like dimensions of complexity within that, but like generally speaking, like if we're talking about physical strength,
like a stronger person is just stronger.
Yeah, there are different types of strong within that, but
mostly
it holds.
Yeah,
like it falls apart with int, right? Because you can be book smart,
right, but not street smart.
Yeah, or like you can be like, you know, you can be emotionally well equipped,
right,
and like have that like way up on someone who is not. But that's like also still not charisma necessarily.
Right, yeah.
Charisma, I feel like, is where it really falls apart.
Right, because...
This just dawned on me. It's a circle.
A circle?
Yeah, hear me out. At one point in the circle, it's like someone with like real low charisma.
Yeah.
And that person is like, everybody universally is like, that person's just boring. Like, they've just got not a whole lot going on.
Yeah, for sure. Anne/Egg from Arrested Development.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now you go either direction from that and you become a more interesting person that people like you know, sort of latch on to, or like, or at least like, you know, their interest is piqued by. If you get to a really far extreme end, it doesn't matter what other things you have going on for you, if you are very charismatic, I feel like that can be off-putting. Like there's a like charisma as we know it in the linear sense, in like a video game or like tabletop sense. If you are actually a charisma 10 person in real life, you are probably very polarizing, and
you're probably,
it starts
like
to work against your advantage.
Yeah,
in a lot of ways, or at least like at a certain point you start to become less of a generally agreeable person, which charisma in the game sense says you are. Like, right. If you have charisma 10, everybody loves you.
You can do anything.
But if you have charisma 10 in real life, there are a lot of people who just fucking hate you.
If you have charisma 10 in real life, you're legally required to wear a top hat made of, like, fuzzy, neon fuzzy material.
You're that guy at the rave.
Yeah, you're that fucker.
Oh my god. You're that dude. Don't even know who this person is, but maybe I'm putting someone you know on blast. Did you ever... here's your Reed College moment of the week, listeners.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever go to a dance at the student union,
yes,
and see that person who had the gloves with the LEDs on the end, yeah, of the fingers?
I know that person.
You know that person? Yeah. And that person would walk up to people at the dance and start to do the LED finger...
Start to do the glove thing.
The glove thing.
Yeah.
And... I always looked on that from a distance and was like, I fucking hate this person.
But listen, Matt, that person is not a charisma 10 person.
Right? But then...
Like, either like abstractly in the sense of you're seeing this person, or just like, I know that person. And and I'm not... I don't mean that in a mean way. I mean that, okay, in a... They're not a, like, a repellent, like... You know,
that person would always end up making out with someone on a couch at those dances as a result of the finger dancing, which is
that's
like, I
guess... That is a point in your favor, in favor of them being charisma 10. I'll give you that. That does sound like something that my Fallout character Tuna might do.
Is that your Fallout character? Oh, no, yeah. You told me that.
I told you that. She's got charisma 10.
Yeah.
She does what she wants.
Yeah. Isn't in Fallout 4, though, we're getting way off target here. Just because we're so close to Lego, we don't even care.
Yeah. In Fallout 4, finish your thought.
Yeah. Have you still failed charisma checks?
No.
No.
I've never failed a charisma check.
Even the hardest
Maybe
ones?
Maybe one time, like, early game. But yeah, the hard ones every time.
Wow. Did you do the pulpy comic book one and pass that charisma check?
I haven't done that one yet.
Oh, okay.
But I did just fix the radio DJ. Did you do that quest?
That quest is fucking dope.
It's pretty fun.
I do feel like it's more fun to listen to the radio, though, when he's got no confidence.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he goes from being the nervous, like, paranoid radio DJ to just being, like...
Like a normal radio DJ?
Well, being, like, the awkward guy who's being smooth, which is funny for the first 20 minutes after you've completed that quest, and then you're just like, no,
I want old Travis back.
Yeah.
No, probably the most crazy... Like, if this was real life...
Yeah.
The craziest thing... that I've convinced someone to do in Fallout 4 was when I talked to... There's this random encounter that can happen where you run into these two guys and they're identical, and one of them is like, he's a synth, and the other one is like, he's a synth.
Yeah.
And you can talk to one of them, and if you pass the hard charisma check, you can get him to tell you that he's a synth. And it's like, that would never fucking happen, especially if the dude's a robot. Like,
yeah. Yeah, for real.
But it worked.
Did you kill the synth? That's an important question. Did you kill the fake person?
Yeah, wow. I killed the fake person.
Wow, you against that?
I haven't always done that. There's been other missions where I've decided to spare the fake person.
Okay. That game wants so hard to be Blade Runner. But they never go as far as letting you do, like, a Voight Kampff test on someone, which I was hoping for the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't make a lot of... We shouldn't talk about this. This isn't fun.
I do want to talk about one thing, though.
Okay, real quick.
Do you think if I were to name a celebrity...
Yeah.
Let's continue on the Fallout, like, spectrum special system, because it's very simplified. I don't know how Dungeons & Dragons does it these days and what skills and stuff they run there. But if I were to name, like, just, like, a famous person, do you think you would feel confident in, like...
Wait,
telling me their special stats?
You mean that if you were, like, birth a child and then give the child a name and knowing that it was going to become famous?
Wait, no. If I just tell you the name of a famous person,
okay,
do you think you could estimate their special stats? Do you feel like that's something
Haven't we played this game before with, like, presidents or something?
I don't think
so. Okay, whatever.
It
do
ring
it.
A bell.
Do
okay.
it.
Okay. Who's a good person to start with? Because it can't be someone who's just, like, good at everything, because then... The game's not
well,
fun.
Yeah, those people aren't real. I mean, you only have a certain number of points, so.
Okay.
Can I give you one?
Sure. No, we could go either way.
Paris Hilton.
Okay. Strength is, like, probably, like, just a notch under average.
Yeah.
So like 4.
Uh-huh.
Perception. Paris Hilton doesn't wear glasses, right?
No.
So I'm going to say 5.
Well, the perception is purely based on your eyes.
It's kind of, well,
the
I mean,
acuity
glasses,
of your senses.
Glasses give you +1 perception in those games. So.
That's true.
So the next one is endurance.
Uh-huh.
I feel like Paris Hilton, and this is not like a criticism, but I feel like halfway through like a normal hike, she'd be like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So I'm going to say like 3.
Uh-huh.
Endurance.
I would agree.
Charisma, pretty up there. Not all the way up there. But like an 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she knows how to turn those good angles.
Because
the
thing
camera
is, int 10, because she is on that fucking ham radio.
She's a ham radio enthusiast.
Which is just like, that's like
one of my favorite facts about the world.
Yeah. So in 9 or 10, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Agility. Also pretty up.
I feel like she's got pretty high agility. Yeah. Give her above average.
Luck.
She got pretty famous.
Yeah.
Off of. Well, I mean, I guess she was already super rich, so like that counts for something.
Yeah. So probably luck is like average or.
But luck, like, can you determine luck just like based on?
Well, this
a person's like circumstances coming into the world, is that part of the determination of luck?
Oh, like what they were born into?
Yeah, like, oh, you got fucking lucky.
I guess that's one
way
of looking at it.
Dad owns Hilton.
I think a high luck person in real life is definitely someone who, when you read their life story, it seems highly improbable that they got to where they are today. Like, there's so many chance occurrences that compelled them.
Like a started from the bottom type of story.
Yeah, but like a real convoluted started from the bottom, not like a typical,
not just like a started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Well, not like I worked real hard and pulled myself up by my bootstraps. Because like that's a simplification. Two, it's like, you know, a really lucky person. Their story is all twists and turns.
Right. True.
Like a you know, this
so,
is the first thing.
But see, maybe Paris Hilton. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. So
maybe Paris Hilton is like the perfect example of this because, I mean, she basically got famous because she had a shitty thing happen to her.
Yeah.
And like that, she turned that around and parlayed that into like for a few years, pretty successful acting and, I don't know, celebrity career.
Yeah. And I want to say it was the first to make that turn. Like, that turn has happened since also.
Yeah. Was she the first? She might be.
Maybe the first in, like, our generation's
first
consciousness.
First in my memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cuts both ways.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say the first person who pops into mind for me, and this is, like, I feel kind of lame that this is the first example I think of, but John Darnielle of the Mountain Goats, he's got to have pretty high luck because all of his albums like kind of like will touch on like points of his like real life experience.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a point at which he was like really in like a bad way living in Portland, Oregon, like being
living in Portland in a bad way.
Well, who wasn't when it was old Portland, right? Before
it's
all
true.
Of, before
everyone,
Portlandia.
Everyone
happened,
lived
right?
here in a bad way before Portlandia.
Fuck. God damn. Is it
before Fred and Carrie saved us?
But like, and now like through all that stuff happening, he's got like a solid thing going.
Yeah.
So that seems kind of lucky.
Sure. Yeah.
Not without like hard work and like smarts, like definitely high end
right.
too. But you know,
there's a little bit.
Got to be a little bit extra something.
Yeah.
To rise above that.
That special sauce.
Are
we gonna? Should we click on Lego?
We should click on. Does it say Lego? Because I see a link to the Lego group.
Okay.
There it is.
Lego.
Shit! I think that's a new record.
How many steps is that?
That was four steps.
Yes. Nice.
All right. The inventor of Lego, Ole Kirk Christiansen.
Ole Kirk.
Did you know what types of toys Lego made before the Lego brick?
I'm gonna guess.
Okay. The audience can hear you thinking that deep exhale.
Regular bricks? just like bricks.
They just made solid bricks
just
and
made
packed
bricks.
Them up and sold them to kids.
Yeah. They painted them bright colors, but they were just bricks.
I had this dope ass book.
Yeah.
From, I think it's DK Publishing, the publishers behind all those exploded.
Donkey Kong.
No. Isn't it DK that does all the like exploded interiors of things and stuff?
Yeah.
And it was all about Lego and the history of Lego and builders and stuff. And I think the first Lego branded toy was just a wooden duck that you'd pull along on a string. And I think they did just like little, it was like
duck.
A little wood shop, and they did all sorts of like
duck.
typical
early, wood stuff.
Early 20th century kids' toys.
Just wood stuff. Oh my god, there's so many good pics of like Lego bricks, like satisfying.
Yeah.
Look at this shit.
That Duplo shot.
Oh, this is Duplo.
It's got some nice depth of field going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we need to. That's kind of dope. A bunch of Lego rockets. Okay. We can't talk too much about
the
images.
This is bad.
But we need to dive into, while we're on the page.
Yeah.
The industrial
clutch.
Organization. Also, yeah, can you, now that we're on the page, can you control F clutch for me real fast? Yes!
No, this is a character, Matt.
Clutch powers is a riff on clutch power of the brick.
Fuck.
Yeah. The Adventures of Clutch Powers is a Lego movie
like
released in 2010.
Like the original Lego movie?
For a time, Lego turned down approaches from Hollywood to make a feature-length film based on the toy. like why though?
But why?
I mean,
though?
I mean, they are super picky about it,
and probably brand. Because probably for the very reason that, like, when I first saw the Lego Movie trailer, I was like, "This is gonna be fucking terrible."
But did we?
Right?
Did we see that together? Yeah, we did.
The movie or the trailer?
The movie.
I don't know.
Didn't
I've seen it several times.
Didn't we go with our friend Mark to the theater out in East Portland? I feel like we saw it together.
Was there snow outside?
It was the wintertime, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you drove.
We did do that together.
We saw it with Mark and our friend Johnny, who gave us a recent topic.
Uh-huh.
I think that happened.
It's possible. I don't know.
And I actually cried a tear of joy watching that movie because it was so fun. I think it was. I think it probably started to well up when Charlie Day as Benny started to build the spaceship, and I was just like,
"Oh yeah,
oh my god,
spaceship!
Oh my god, my
just like me,
yeah,
he loves to build spaceships."
Yeah, that movie is not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but like in terms of just
it's so fun.
It's very fun, and in terms of its treatment of the like subject matter, like. Good shit. Like embracing mishmashing that shit.
Yeah.
Remix culture. Legos.
Remix culture.
I mean.
Gross.
Sorry, did I over academia'd it?
Yeah, I mean, you over millennialized it, I would say.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, we did get here in 4 steps, but we got like 10 minutes of runtime left, so I don't think we should do another run.
Okay, so we were going to try to find
anything about
anything
the manufacturing.
About the production.
Oh, wait, I think. Okay.
All right, here's a Lego factory in Kladno, Czech Republic.
Lego pieces have been manufactured from a strong, resilient plastic known as. Oh, fuck. Holy shit, can I do this?
I don't know.
God, I feel like I'm too far from the screen to read it properly. Acrylone trial butadiene styrene.
I'm gonna say acrylonitrile.
Acrylonitrile. Oh.
Nitrile. Acrylonitrile butadiene styrene.
Man, that's
butadiene.
It's just ABS plastic. God damn it.
Yeah,
don't even
know,
get all fancy with
it. You know, ABS plastic.
Manufacturing of Lego bricks occurs at a number of locations around the world. Molding is done in Billund.
In where?
Billund, Denmark.
Okay.
The next one, I don't think I can
can't read that.
Pronounce that, but it's a place
in
Hungary. And Monterrey, Mexico. Brick decorations and packaging is done at plants in Denmark, Hungary, Mexico, and Kladno in the Czech Republic. The Lego Group estimates in the course of 5 decades it has produced some 400 billion Lego blocks. See, I told you. What other thing are
the
there 400 billion of?
In the universe.
Like, pages of books, but probably not even books.
Yeah, I mean, that's
400 billion books. Like,
God, I don't know.
How many books exist in the world?
Are there many times more books than there are people? I have no idea.
I don't fucking know.
Dude.
I should have gotten high before recording this. This would have had much more impact.
Oh my god, look at this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, also, I know this factoid. Lego could be considered the world's number one tire manufacturer. See? See?
Oh my god.
They're on some next level production shit.
This is delightful. The factory produces about 306 million small rubber tires in a year.
Little tiny tires.
Small tires.
Yeah.
This is like that Nathan Fielder pizza goof. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Can you just summarize it for the audience?
We're on this TV show. The mean man gets this pizza parlor to promise people that if they don't get their pizza in 7 minutes, they'll get an extra free pizza.
And it's just a
and they show up because obviously they can't deliver a pizza in 7 minutes,
uh-huh.
And they show up to the people's houses and the pizza is very small.
it's like literally a bagel bite.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's good shit. I would not be mad if that happened to me. I'd be like, that's clever.
I get a really cute little pizza.
Yeah.
It comes in its own cute
little
box.
Think about getting that and then just like think about all the fave tweets you get. The tweet phase when you take a picture of your free pizza.
Your handheld pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you get a lot.
Yeah, people would chuckle.
For sure.
And what are you doing these days if not for the faves? For the likes and faves.
That's what I do it for.
Can we get to a list of Lego themes though?
Yeah,
before we close this out.
I just passed that, I think. I just saw it somewhere. Lego set.
List
themes.
Of Lego themes. That's an actual article on Wikipedia.
I'm gonna
Thank
click
you.
On the article.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Shit, it's long. Oh fuck.
Okay.
Okay, there's like sub themes for Lego City, which is like, I guess not overkill, but there's way more than I thought there would be. Like, I know police.
There's a lot.
And firefighters.
Also, fucking Outback. How is Outback a sub theme of city life?
I don't fucking. The fuck if I know.
Is it just a lot of people driving Subarus
Spaceport?
Around?
Spaceport? They wrap Spaceport
That's
into.
Dumb. Also, Arctic. There's no cities.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, I had Arctic
Come
sets.
On.
Those are decidedly
and
not.
Rescue.
Okay,
and
hold up.
Extreme Team.
Rescue was really dope because Extreme Team would be the ones that got into some bad shit. And then if they fucked up, you send your rescue guys to go get them. And I had a rescue truck that had a grappling hook. It was like when they introduced the Lego grappling hook on a string.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a good hook.
But the thing is that you could unspool it from the truck and like hook it on something.
Yeah.
And then your Lego minifigure had a little
you could hold
zip line.
The end of it.
He had a little zip line thing you could put in his
That's
hand.
So cool.
Yeah. So you just
that
send
makes
them.
Me want, that makes me want that.
Yeah.
Also, though, what was the one I just saw? Nautica.
Nautica? What
it
is that?
It doesn't seem to fit in.
I don't know.
It's oceans. Divers.
Divers, yeah.
I do really like, hold on. I think this is my favorite one.
Leisure. That's like the Trump Tower, like built out of Lego.
Duplo, I guess it's Lego Elves.
I guess that was a oh no
Lego
that's
Elves. I love how there's these descriptions, like there's the the title of the set and then there's a description and it's just like Lego Elves, it's elves. It's
elves, yeah.
Lego Friends, it's friends.
oh boy.
Ooh,
discontinued
let's look at these themes.
Lego
Baby,
this is where that good shit is.
Have you heard of Lego Baby?
No. That's so nuts. How big would those blocks be?
They're very, very small.
Aquazone? Aquazone was some deep, well, it was deep sea. it was some cool shit because it was like they took the idea of their space themes where they're all like sorts of different fractions and they're like,
yeah.
I think this is actually a popular thing in the 90s where they're like, what if we did a sci-fi show, but instead they're exploring
underwater, like
the depths of our ocean.
Aqua.
There was,
what is it called? Seabase 2020?
Sea Lab 2020. Yeah. Also, I think, oh, fuck, was it? It was like something. It was an NBC show about like just people on a fucking submarine. And it had a real, real dumb name. But like the setup of the show was the setup of any sci-fi show where it was like Star Trek, but underwater.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, fuck, what was that called?
I don't
something
know.
DSV. Like, Underboat DSV 2039.
Yeah, that sounds like a good sci-fi.
It sounds like some 90s ass shit. For yeah. Sure. Lego games. Lego Click-Its. That sounds
like. Are you thinking what gross thing I'm thinking?
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. Oh, yeah. I guess they're not making Lego Harry Potter no more.
Whoa.
Why would they be?
Because they did all the movies.
Do you think there's going to be some fucking magical beasts and where to find them sets? I bet.
Yeah, for sure.
I bet.
So Lego Fabuland.
Fabuland is the one that had, like, the little bear and, like, rabbit figures.
I don't know
with,
about
like,
that.
The larger heads
and stuff. I don't
know about
stuff. That one.
Yeah.
Lego Lone Ranger. Fuck's sake.
Yeah, God.
Lego Loader. I never had any Lego Lord of the Rings. I guess that was way past my time.
Yeah, you were not an
also,
AFOL meaning adolescent
fan. Wait, they were
Lego.
Only making this in 2012 to 2013? That doesn't make sense.
It does because The Hobbit. So they were like...
They just brought this shit back, but they didn't make The Hobbit?
No, they did. Lego The Hobbit is set as a separate theme.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Lego Prince of Persia, lol.
Yeah, like a lot of these movie tie-ins are super weak. Rock Raiders was dope.
Is that the one where they're like in cars and they like crawl over the rocks?
That's the one that they all the vehicles had huge shiny drills on the end. Yeah. They also had a fucking like computer strategy game tied in with that theme.
That's
and it was
funny.
Pretty dope.
What the fuck is Snap?
I have no clue. I'm sort of shocked that we didn't see. So for a short time, I know actually it was called something else. Can I type it in?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm sitting so far away from the laptop. I'm just moving real close up on this mic.
Modulex.
Oh,
Modulex bricks.
Yeah,
Modulex Lego on eBay. Oh, it's on Brickopedia. Why didn't we use Brickopedia?
That would have been so easy, right? Just get to the general page for Lego. Modulex was, and I think maybe, I guess it's not being manufactured anymore. Hasn't been manufactured for a long time, but it was a spinoff of the Lego brick that was smaller, targeted specifically at architects. So you would build like
this was like
little...
the opposite of Duplo.
Yeah, it was like for the refined adult
with
professional
very,
use.
With very small, nimble fingers.
Yeah, no, look, that's a think of how small that brick is.
Oh my god.
In this comparison
so
picture.
So it's a centimeter wide, 2 centimeters long.
They're very tiny.
Half a centimeter up.
Very tiny.
That's really small. You have to have small, nimble fingers for this shit.
Yeah, like an architect.
That must be why they just... Yeah, like all architects
like
have.
All architects have tiny, dainty hands.
Just little baby spider fingers.
Yeah, spider fingers. On that note, I think our exploration of Lego is done. Good for us, though. 4 steps.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this has been Can You Get to That?
Some powerful nostalgia.
Thanks so much for listening to our show. My name is Caitlin Best. You can find me on Twitter at B-E-S-T-K-A-B-E-S-T. And you can tweet at the show at get to that.
Yep. You can tweet at me on Twitter, but not elsewhere.
Nowhere else.
My handle is Matthew Olson, MATHEWOLSON. In honor of this week's topic, I decided to build out my name for you rather than I gave you the instructions.
Very clever.
This week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm gonna do another podcast. It's called Twin Peaks Peaks, and Ashley Brandt and I make it, and it's about Twin Peaks, and we're almost done with the show. We're so close. We got like 6 episodes left.
Are they 6 bad episodes?
Yes, pretty much. The last one's okay.
Uh-huh.
But you can listen to that. Find it on iTunes. Speaking of iTunes, maybe consider rating the podcast, leaving a review, subscribing if you listen.
I would love that.
It'd be cool.
Personally.
It'd be very cool. And talk to us on Facebook. Leave a little message on our page.
Send us a note, Ski.
It's, I think, facebook.com/CYGTT. I hope so.
I think.
Otherwise, try Get to That or Can You Get to That or any variation thereof. Or
just
put it in your search bar. You'll find it. It's orange field with a question mark. That's our flag. And on that note,
When they make the Can You Get to That Lego set,
it'll be the orange question mark.
All orange with question marks.
Any closing words, closing thoughts?
Nope.
Okay. I got one.
All right. Go ahead.
Clutch power. See ya.